Number 2. Psychology. Listen to part of a lecture in a psychology class.
Good afternoon, everyone. Today, we are going to learn about nature versus nurture. Maybe you've heard those terms before. Let's look at what they imply regarding behavior and thinking. We'll start with the nature side of the argument, which we will call the nativist side. Okay, on the nativist side, we have the belief that all human behaviors are inherent and innate. By inherent, we mean that they are passed down from generation to generation via the genes. By innate, we mean that they are not learned. People on the nativist side believe that our genes are more important than our environment in determining behaviors. Is everyone with me so far? Do you all understand that the nativists believe that our behaviors result from our genes, not our environments? Yes? Do you have a question?
Is this what you mean? If I worry a lot, it is because I carry a worry gene, not because I may have a mother who worries a lot. Am I right?
Exactly. Nativists would say that your worry behavior is gene-related and not related to your environment. Now, let's turn to the nurture side of the debate, which we call the social interactionist side. Social interactionists believe that the mind is a blank slate. This means that we are born without any predispositions. By this, I mean that our genes do not influence our behavior. All of our behaviors are a result of experience. Before we move on, let me just make sure you all understand the difference between a nativist and a social interactionist. Can someone offer an example that illustrates the difference between the two?
I think I can. A social interactionist would believe that anyone can learn to play the piano well so long as they are exposed to piano playing in their environment. But the nativist believes that this ability would have to be in our genes, right?
Good example. I guess that's clear enough for everyone. Now, let's look at this in relation to language learning. We all speak at least one language, right? Try to remember learning your native tongue. Even though you have a lot more skills now than you did as a baby, it was a lot easier to learn your native language than a second language, wasn't it? Why is that? Human children seem to have this magical ability to learn language with very little effort. It is almost as if they are born with it. Is there a language gene that you inherit from your parents?
Excuse me, Professor. Are you suggesting that a child whose parents speak English will automatically speak English, even if that child is brought up by, let's say, Russian parents who speak only Russian? I find that hard to believe.
Good question. If you belong to the nativist school of thought, what you are saying is exactly right. Language is in all the genes, and this child should be able to speak English effortlessly as he or she begins speaking. However, a social interactionist would totally disagree with you and argue that language acquisition skills are totally dependent on the environment. A social interactionist would argue that this child would grow up speaking Russian as his or her native language. Here is an interesting story. An American couple decided to adopt a Chinese baby. Their friend thought it was a great idea, but worried that when the baby started talking, no one would be able to understand what she was saying. Ridiculous, right? Babies learn the language they are exposed to, regardless of the language their biological parents spoke. So no, there is not a language gene, but there does seem to be something innate about learning language. So, do we all agree that our native language depends on our environment? I see a hand. Yes?
I agree, Professor. I think that the language we learn growing up becomes our native tongue. But Professor, how do you explain that some people find it easy to learn second or even third languages, while others have great difficulty?
Excellent question. Let's go back to our earlier example of the adopted baby and say, as a teenager, that she wants to learn Chinese.
Now get ready to answer the questions. You may use your notes to help you answer. 7. What is the talk mainly about? Eight. What will the professor discuss next? Nine. Why does the professor mention the Chinese baby's adoption by an English-speaking couple. Ten. Based on the information in the lecture, indicate whether each phrase is true or false. Click in the yes or no column. Eleven. Why does the professor say this?
Is everyone with me so far?
Twelve. In the lecture, the professor explains the social interactionist side of the debate. Summarize the lecture by putting the points in the correct order.